Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and her son, Mr. Rush Gook. Sade, who's established in her husband's easy chair beneath the floor lamp, nods over a novel she received as a Christmas present, while young Rush, lying at full length of the davenport, gazes at the ceiling and thinks thoughts. But suddenly sounds are heard in the kitchen. Listen.
Hey, in here, guys. Your mother home?
She's asleep.
I'm not either.
Well, you look like...
Is she upstairs?
No. What's the big commotion?
Oh, hello, kiddo.
Hello. Are you going...
Listen, there's a special lodge meeting called for this evening.
We're playing 500 with Fred and Ruthie this evening.
Well, that'll have to be called off. L.W. Eakins from Chicago headquarters is in town. Look, you two guys will have to jump in and help a fella out. I've got to wear my regalia and memorize a special ritualistic greeting and everything else. Have to be down at the hall by 4:45. It's almost 4 now. Andy, hop up from there and stand at attention and be ready to receive orders.
You want me to go up?
I want you to get me my lodge stuff from upstairs, make a telephone call to Hank Gutstop, and dig volume 7 out of my lodge library, out of the bookcase, and 69 other things. Kiddo, you'll give me a hand too, won't you?
We got an engagement with Fred Ruthie. You know yourself.
Well, that'll have to be canceled. I'm sorry, but it can't be helped.
I better phone him right now, then. Give him a chance to make other plans.
All right. Goosecutter, let's not stand around with our teeth in our mouth. Trot along and...
Second, Vic, till I get through calling Ruthie.
Well, I got no time to waste.
Well, I'm not going to have you fellas plowing around upstairs and tearing the house apart. There's stacks of Christmas presents in every single clothes closet, and I'm the only one that knows...
Okay, but make it snappy. Rush, get me volume 7 out of the bookcase.
Okay.
2572X, please. Correct.
I have to learn an official greeting by heart. And I have to phone Hank Goodstop and dictate an official greeting for him to memorize. Maybe you can do that.
What's all this that's going on now? What excuse shall I give him? You can't...
L.W. Eakins is in town.
Who's he?
One of the major executives of the Chicago headquarters of the Sacred Stars...
Hello, lady. I bet you were taking a nap.
Volume 7 now.
That's so? Well, Rush and me been doing the same thing. Vic went downtown right after dinner and just this minute got home.
That was what I have to memorize.
Yeah.
Paragraph, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my, I bet you were. How long they stay?
Run up quick now and bring me down my lodge regalia. All of it.
Well, I should think so.
Boots, sword, tunic, plumed hat,
your
robe.
Pants ain't available.
Golly, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm lending them to Tom Hackett.
Happens every time.
Who's Tom Hackett?
Butcher over in Middleton's butcher shop. He needed him to be Santa Claus.
Jade.
Well, what does Fred think?
Jade.
Hey, a person's trying to talk over... Excuse me, Ruthie. Vic's trying to say something in just a second. What's the matter?
Are my lodge pants upstairs?
Well, I suppose they're upstairs if you put them upstairs.
You lent them to Tom Hackett. Don't you remember?
Oh, golly, that's right. He took the part of Santa Claus and I...
Well, this ain't the finest.
Well, you can drop by and pick them up. His landlady will give them to you.
His landlady can go jump in the lake. I haven't got time.
We'll let you through here, Vic. Ruthie's waiting on the wire.
You may inform Ruthie that I...
Lady,
this what you have to memorize?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, little frenzied brother of mine, wring your clutching hands and listen for the call of the golden oriole. As maidens dance by the plashing pool... In the mischievous tarantella...
Rush, will you be quiet? Mm. Both of you be quiet. Say, lady, I better tell you why I phoned. Yeah. We're not going to be able to play 500 this evening. No. Well, it's like this. Vic's Lodge is having a special meeting. Yeah, some fella from Chicago's in town, and I guess he's... Who's the fella, Vic?
Will you get through there and explain about my pants?
I asked you a question. Who's the Chicago fella?
L.W. Eakins.
Is the big, large muckety-muck?
Yeah.
He's some man named Mr. Eakins, some big muckety-muck in the lodge. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, look, this don't make any difference to you and Fred, does it? Uh-huh. Well, I thought I'd better get in touch with you right away so you could make other plans. Yeah.
Will you make that snappy?
Later on the week will be grand. Surely. You bet. Well, you explain to Fred. Yes. All right, Ruthie. All right. Goodbye. There's no call to work yourself into a stew. You can pick up your lodge pants on the way downtown.
I have to dress here.
All right, let Rush trot over after him.
Trot over after him, Rush.
Tom Hackett lives on North Center Street, don't he?
I haven't the remotest idea.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Shall I go there first, or shall I go to Smelly Clark's house first?
Smelly Clark's house?
Little hat.
Didn't you bring that back?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my.
What's this mystery now?
Well, don't jump through the ceiling, but Rush, let Smelly Clark take your plume hat.
You give me permission, Mom.
Yeah, but I certainly thought you'd use your head enough to get
Rush,
it back.
Rush, let Smelly Clark take my plumed hat. Get you what?
To use as an ornament on his Christmas tree. See, they wanted something to put on the tip-top of the tree to make
you
it...
You may round me up my plumed hat in my lodge rope without another second's delay.
Hadn't I better go...
No! Said I will make a little speech about what I think of people who lend out private possessions of others to every half-wit in
well,
town.
Well, goodness, I never expected
I will
you...
make my speech later. Right now, however, I'm very closely pressed for time and would like to ask you to do me a favor.
What is it?
Telephone Hank Gutstop and read him this paragraph. He's supposed to memorize it.
I don't like Hank Gutstop, Hick.
It won't hurt you to call him on the telephone, will it?
Well, I don't like him, and he knows I don't like him.
So my own wife won't cooperate with me in the matter of the greatest importance.
What do you want me to tell him?
I want you to read something to him. He'll have paper and pencil and write as you dictate.
Hmm.
Here's the place right here.
Don't have to read a whole book to him, do I?
Just this paragraph I'm pointing to.
What's it supposed to be?
Regular prescribed official greeting from an exalted little dipper to a visiting dignitary. Hank has to memorize.
Hey!
What's the matter, pray?
Well, this is that Greek junk.
Latin junk.
You expect me to make out a bunch of outlandish gibberish
and... simple as pie. Read it just like you'd read English.
Kick over the people's bank, Ellen, before I
it
try...
It sounds just like it looks. The first word is hick. H-I-C. Hick. Read it just like you'd read anything else. Here. Hic dignitas apollorum don cluck simian hobo. Who is agricola upcu hunk? Sim spittle defeatus in slab dum cornucopia.
I won't do it.
Sadie, surely after lending my lodge pants to a perfect stranger to be Santa Claus in, and giving my plumed hat to a hyena to put on his Christmas tree, you won't
refuse. I'll read something in American, but I'll kiss a cow before I'll make a ninny out of myself with that Greek junk.
Okay. I'll memorize Hank's greeting. He can memorize my greeting. We'll switch speeches.
Yours printed in American?
Yeah.
Let's see it once.
Right here. Oh, little frenzied brother of mine, wring your clutching hands and listen for the call of the golden Orion as maidens dance by the flashing pool. And the mischievous tarantula crawls.
I'm not going
to
read that either.
What?
I'm not going to read that either.
Sadie, can it be possible?
Imagine me calling that old Hank Gustav on the telephone and calling him pet names and telling him to wring his hands and dance with the girls and play in the splashing pool.
Was that Rush?
Huh?
Rush?
Yeah.
He hasn't left the house yet.
Well, I expect.
What is the idea, sir?
I brought you your boot.
My boot?
Your lodge booth.
Where was it?
In the basement. I knew it was down there, so I hunted all over the furnace room till I found it. There you are.
Where is my other boat?
That's the big mystery. I looked every doggone place
where
I knew.
Where is my other boat?
I let Miss Husher have it.
What for?
To hang over the fireplace at Christmas time. It's always been a custom in her family to use boots instead of stockings for Santa Claus to put his presents in.
Hackett has my pants. Sally Clark has my plumed hat, and Ms. Husher has my other boot. Is that correct?
Well, goodness, you didn't give a person warning. You wanted everything all at once. I'd had the slightest thing.
Where's my sword?
Right upstairs in your bottom dresser drawer. It's all wrapped up nice and ready to use. Shall I go get it?
How about my robe?
Oh, your robe?
My robe.
Charlie Reese has come borrowing it.
And my tunic?
Oh, what'd you do with his tunic, Rush?
You sent me over to Miss Brighton's with it.
Oh, she wanted to use it.
Hackett has my pants. Mary Clark has my plumed hat. Miss Husher has my boot. Charlie Razorscum has my robe. And Miss Brighton has my tunic. I haven't much lodge regalia left. I haven't.
Telephone's
much...
ringing.
Yes, the telephone is ringing.
Oh, I'll answer it. It's probably Ruthie.
You don't need to look daggers at me, Gov. I'm not implicated.
Hello? Yes? Oh, Yes, he is. Just a second for you.
Hank Goodstuff?
I think so. Yes, it is Hank Goodstuff. Recognize his voice.
He wants his official speech. Read it to him.
Oh, Vic, I just can't read that Greek junk over the telephone.
Here's the book.
Vic, I just can't.
Here's the place.
I'll read the marathon.
Take this.
I'll read about the maidens in the splashing pool.
Read what I'm giving you.
Vic, I just can't.
Read.
Hank? Oh. Hick, dignitas, apollo, rum, dumb, cluff, simian, hobo. Q-E-S, agricola, up, Q, hump. Sim, fiddle, in slob, dumb, cornucopia, itch.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.